tale of two alphas. Jung Chung, a pretty shit omega. Written by a Modao Zusha Discord server. Read by Opal Song
and Volvane.
Both as multiple people. Fandom Modao Zusha and or The Untamed. Rating, explicit. Relationships, Nie Huisong, Nie Ming Chui, Jung Chung, ultimate relationship. Other relationships include Nie Huisong, Nie Ming Chui, Meng Yao, Jung Chung, Wei Wuxian, one-sided, Wei Wuxian, Lan Wangji.
A whimsical thought. While Omegaverse is not my jam, I don't hate on it, and I think it's all very interesting, and sometimes I read it because there is a lot of it out there. But I just generally gravitate more towards stories where people don't have self-lubricated asses, slash go into heat, slash empreg, slash all that jazz. Anyway, yes, where was I? While I don't really go there, generally speaking, I would still totally read Neocest Omegaverse.
Elsie, it's funny because I've written it, but I don't read it, but would absolutely read the hell out of that. I love it as a device for incest. I've read a fantastic one for Prison Break.
Thank you. You get me? Like, I absolutely support folks for whom it is their jam. I'm not trying to put it down. Just, it's generally a nope for me. Not a squick, just not so much my bag. But yeah, within the context of Nier Bros and Sun Tzu's, and probably Modao Zusha in general, if I give myself 5 minutes to think about it, 10 out of 10 would read.
Opal Song. Ah, and see, I am normally all for that shit. But I also have a major squick about reproductively viable incest ships, which means that the moment one of them can make babies, I can't read it anymore.
Feijie. Yeah, fair point.
Opal Song. However, make both Nie's alphas, or omegas, and have one of them go into heat slash rut slash etc., and have the other have to deal with it because they won't let anyone else close? I am down for that! Elsie. Yes, please!
Feijie. On the other hand, you could still absolutely get to enjoy the Sun Tzu's Omegaverse concept, were you so inclined. Indeed, Omega, Jingguangyao kind of writes itself.
Opal Song. And while I think it would be easy to stereotype Nie Huisong as an Omega, I think he could definitely be a stealth alpha. Yes! Threeson ABO with Omega Jingguangyao and his two alphas, yes! I have yet to see good execution of this concept, though. Elsie. Both wrapped around his little finger.
Anon. Fucking hell. 475 new messages since I last read this channel is the best news I've had all day. I love you all.
Cinco. Lol, this channel has been super lit lately. I, too, love everyone in this bar. I, too, am generally not that into Omegaverse, but exceptions have and will continue to be made, depending. Would definitely read Nie Bros in probably any Omegaverse setup. Or indeed, any other setup. Lol. Opal Song. Aww, now I'm back to thinking about Omegaverse. OMG, it is so bad! Cry! And like, what if during Unclean Realm time, Omega Meng Yao just could not be handled by one alpha, even if that alpha is Nie Ming Tui? And stealth alpha Nie Huaisang has to get involved.
Anon.
Slippy. I'm drowning in terrible work nonsense and have barely been able to check Discord. But when I have, it's been a reliable delight to watch y'all just go wild in this channel. Bless you, everyone.
LA Dissonance. Yes, Alpha Nie Bro is teaming up to help Meng Yao through his heat. Bonus if Meng Yao thought he was scheming to drive a rift between the bros so they'd be easier to manipulate. Maybe Nie Huaisang masks his alpha scent and Meng Yao thinks Nie Ming Jue doesn't know. But surprise, it just brings them closer.
Elsie, gif of a lady swooning.
LA Dissonance. Nie Ming Jue takes a personal interest in showing Nie Huaisang the ropes of boning while being an alpha. Nie Huaisang pretends he doesn't know anything because Dagger's attention is intoxicating.
Marilena Nock. Oh gosh. Opal Song. Yes! I love Meng Yao manipulating people and not getting the outcome he wanted. Canon.
Anon. I love that, and I'm also extremely here for the Nie Bros wrecking Dimples McMurderfleas. Just visually. Multiple pictures of Nie Huaisang blushing tomato red.
Opal Song. And the image of Daga teaching Nie Huaisang how to wreck him the best.
DJ. I knew I could trust you people to run with this. God, I love this thread. Anon. There's obviously a lot of important territory to cover in this concept, but I'd like, at some point, for Meng Yao to realise exactly how much he's been had, as it were, while he's laid out and sweating and writhing, and both Nie Bros stop their quiet conversation at the end of the bed and turn their heads towards him and smile in perfect sync. There's so much potential! Nie Ming Jue realizing for the first time, or the 100th, that Meng Yao is trying to manipulate him and his family, blood and chosen. Meng Yao realizing that his plan has failed, but he's desperate anyway, and he knows that while Nie Ming Jue might not forgive him later, he won't hurt him now. Nie Huaisang wondering how long he can play this card, and whether he'll only ever fuck his brother by proxy. Choose your own adventure.
Marilena Nock. Oh man!
Anon. Side note, it really says something that the first image that came to mind for this prompt was Meng Yao naked on a white blanket, still wearing that fucking hat.
Blue Meridian. No, we burn the hat! He can keep it in a box, maybe. For sentimental reasons.
LA Dissonance. Canon Diversions fic, where he never gets a hat in the first place. Anon. Also, like, just think about Nie Ming Jue noticing that Meng Yao is going to vibrate out of his skin, and showing Nie Huaisang how to soothe him, running one big hand from Meng Yao's collarbone and down his side while Nie Huaisang's eyes get bigger and bigger, and he automatically nods along to whatever Nie Ming Jue is saying. LA Dissonance. Red sweat emoji. Anon. I strongly feel that at some point Nie Ming Jue should have Meng Yao in his lap, while Nie Huaisang blows Meng Yao. For both Meng Yao being satiated purposes, and so that Nie Ming Jue can offer instruction, gently holding Nie Huaisang's jaw.
Marilena Nock. Gah!
Anon. Nie Huaisang looks up through his eyelashes and is breathtakingly jealous of all the Omegas Nie Ming Jue has had sex with. Because while he'd known, logically, that Nie Ming Jue would be good at this, as he is at all other physical activities, He's used to seeing all of Nia Mingtui's gentleness pointed at him. Ballet dissonance. Exclamation marks. Gosh. Anon. What if it was stretching the bounds of propriety so far as to be nearly transparent for Nia Mingtui to help Meng Yao? But obviously, Jin Guangyao's whole situation was complicated due to his position, so Nia Mingtui had, as always, followed his instincts of loyalty and duty. So, once he'd already gone that far, it makes more sense than not to have Nia Huaisang help. Why is my brain offering a rationale when really what we need here is pawn? LA dissonance. What I would love to discuss is the two Alpha brothers continuing to have feelings and wanting to bone each other after there's no convenient Omega in heat to act as an excuse. How will they rationalize that? How do they end up getting together?
Opal Song. I go away to watch CQL and this is what I come back to? Sweats. The image of Meng Yao in Nia Mingtui's lap as he guides Nie Huaisang in blowing him, just, I am dead. As for which knives, what about all of them? Nia Mingtui, realizing Meng Yao tried to manipulate them, and is still trying, failing because instincts, but trying. Meng Yao, realizing just how out of control this situation is, and still desperately trying to regain control so he can come out of this okay. And Nie Huaisang trying to play the I don't know card desperately because he's sure this will be the only time. All at once. Only, in trying to hang on to this as much as possible, what if Nie Huaisang bonds Meng Yao so he always has a proxy for Daga? Which is dubious and kind of mean of Nie Huaisang. But Meng Yao was trying to goad Nie Mingtui into going almost that far, so he'd feel guilty and like he owed him.
Beijing, good morning to this thread. Query. Is Lan Xichen an alpha, or is he a beta, and thus, while the absolute love of Meng Yao's life, still not enough to help him deal with his heat, necessitating Meng Yao's whole Sanzen's thing? Ooh, would it normally be Lan Xichen helping as their third, but for some reason he can't be there this time, so Nie Mingtui brings Nia Huaisang on board because of that? Is Nia Huaisang a beta and thus not a slave to all this Omegaverse stuff? Because that's definitely a kind of stealthy power in and of itself. Also, slight sidebar, colour me curious as to who the rest of the Mordazu Shu cast fit into the Omegaverse. Like, Yi City Gang, in whom my investment is slightest, to be honest. Zhang Cheng and Zhang Yanli. Wang Xian. Wen's Qing and Ning. But back to the pawn. I really would like some more detail on how this all unfolds, with Nia Huaisang being brought on board, and I feel my grounding in Omegaverse mythos is perhaps a bit too flimsy to fill in the blanks. Equally, I would be absolutely on board for reading about Nia Mingtui's first time with Meng Yao, and perhaps how Nia Huaisang feels about the whole thing, even if he's not involved at the time.
Blue Meridian. This is part of the sidebar, but my knee-jerk reaction is Wei Wuxian is an alpha and Lan Wangji is an omega.
Anon. The joy of ABO is that there's a whole rainbow of when slash how slash why heats happen. So Ari Lan Xichen, one option is that he's a beta, thereby putting light in the mere idea that betas aren't as powerful as alphas or omegas. Another is that he's an alpha, but Meng Yao doesn't want him to know how desperately in love he is, because he knows that Lan Xichen loves him, but not like that, and he's afraid of what he'll say under heat conditions. So he waits and waits and waits and waits until Lan Xichen is conveniently away, and then it's easy enough to show Nie Mingtui how desperate he is. Although, the Sanzen theory is also very good, because the sworn brother, blood brother, makes it easier for Nie Mingtui to bring Nie Huaisang in. If Meng Yao is that desperate the first time, maybe it's easy to convince Nie Mingtui one alpha isn't enough because delay equals increased symptoms or something, something. Two things to consider at alternate points in the timeline of this prompt. A. How much does Nie Huaisang know about Dimples McMurderfloof the first time the three of them have sex? B. LA dissonance. Is there a cultural prohibition against alphas banging? Or is it just the incest that they have to deal with? LA dissonance. Anon. Not a cultural prohibition, IMO, but it just makes it extra gay. Like, alphas bang omegas. That's how it's designed. How queer would you have to even come up with the idea of banging another alpha? How would that physically work? Etc. etc. Anon. Other things to consider are whether Nie Mingjuezhi shows Nie Huaisang how to do things using Jingguan Yao's body only, or, for example, is it necessary for Nie Huaisang to know what it feels like to be petted before he does it to an anxious omega? LA dissonance. Yes, I vote for he has to understand how it feels first.
Oblesong. Lol. Nie Mingjuezhi would be all, I will show you using Meng Yao. And Nie Huaisang responds with, but Daga, how will I know if I'm doing it right without feeling it myself? I like the alpha alpha being extra gay.
LA dissonance. It makes the incest ultra incesty too. With an alpha and an omega, people could almost understand how that could happen. There are natural urges that can be really strong. Of course you shouldn't take them out on your brother, but still. And if they're both alphas, there's no other explanation than, wow, you guys really are just that into boning your own brother, huh? No other explanation possible.
Opalsong. Thoughts about setup. 1. I really want alpha Nie Huaisang, mostly because it's so unexpected. If we're going hard with the sense thing, maybe his is very subtle. In other ABO universes, I can see him as a beta or omega. 2. In my head, I was setting this pre-cloud recesses for extra virgin Nie Huaisang and not yet fucked up Nie Mingjuezhi Jingguang Yao. But Nie Huaisang might be too young then. But in that instance, Meng Yao wouldn't know Lan Xichun yet. 3. I figured the porn setup would be something like Meng Yao suddenly running out of heat suppression herbs. Either actually suddenly or suddenly because Daga is mad. And going into heat. And Nie Mingjuezhi finding Meng Yao trying to do his job while preheat. And getting cornered slash harassed by Mr. Gross General Dude. And taking him away and figuring he couldn't trust anyone else with this. Only, for a number of reasons, he can't keep up. Daga can't. How powerful, Meng Yao. Wide-eyed face. He's been suppressing his heat for years. And also, possibly he grew up using his heat in a brothel, which makes him, normally, have more control, but also makes it last longer?
Anon. Ah, I love that.
Opalsong. Side note, I was comfy in bed, but it is hell to type on mobile, so I am getting up. On time. Thanks, everyone!
LA dissonance. Very into Meng Yao nearly getting into peril, because bad alphas can't control themselves, and Nie Mingjuezhi having to swoop in and take care of him personally. Yes.
Opalsong. So now Meng Yao is in heat, and it is so much worse than he's ever felt it. He thought he'd be able to control this, use it to sucker Daga, but no. I am super into Meng Yao successfully manipulating people, only it going too well in all the wrong directions.
Anon.
Opalsong. Nie Mingjuezhi is worn out. He hates that he needs it, but he does. He needs backup. But who can he trust? No one random, that's for sure. He growls at even the thought of those people harassing Meng Yao.
Anon. Key deviation. This is what you get for fucking up clarity, Meng Yao.
Opalsong. And also, maybe Meng Yao has not had the best times all the times with his heat. Maybe, even though he has been very vocal that he wants Nie Mingjuezhi and gave consent, etc., he has still flinched sometimes if Nie Mingjuezhi looms in certain ways. Who is a trustworthy ultra-soft alpha? His bro!
LA dissonance. Gosh. Nie Mingdui taking care of Meng Yao by bringing in a softer, smaller alpha is the twist I did not know how badly I needed in this. Anon. Yes. I think the watch practice do of any sport really applies here.
Opal Song. Lol, yes? Depending on when this is set, they can have a pretty good relationship. And Nie Huasang can be definitely a virgin. Nie Mingtui going like, welp, this is diving into the deep end, but needs must. And Nie Huasang being like, I'll have you to teach me.
Anon. Yes. Especially if Nie Huasang has been keeping his alpha status on the down low for reasons. Or not. Hand waves.
Opal Song. I like that. Nie Huasang just wants to be soft and lazy. He doesn't want all the regular alpha stuff. He likes being an alpha. That's fine. Just, ugh, work. And that combined with his naturally subtle scent means that most people peg him as either a beta or as an unpresented omega. Meng Yao is stunned.
LA Dissonance. Yes. Oh my god. Anon. LA Dissonance. Virgin on the Huaizang, who is enthusiastic to be taught, is just very nice. Wow.
Opal Song. Nie Mingtui knows, of course, because they are brothers and tell each other everything. It is something they fight about privately.
Anon. Yes.
Opal Song. Because even if Nie Mingtui hates it, he still won't out Nie Huaizang without consent, because he loves him.
Anon. Respects his bro.
Opal Song. And Nie Huaizang can see right through most of Meng Yao's BS in ways that Nie Mingtui can't. Nie Mingtui just ignores it mostly. And Meng Yao is internally like, oh shit! But also, they are treating him so well? He doesn't know how to deal with that? He expected to suffer through Nie Mingtui wrecking him in the heat and then be able to hold it over his head forever. But this is good?
Anon. LA Dissonance. Screaming about it.
Opal Song. I'm not sure where to go from here. Does Nie Huaizang accidentally bond him? Are bonding marks forever? Temporary-ish? Do they all just go their separate ways after only now they all know what the other is like? And Nie Mingtui has never come so hard as when he was running against his brother while guiding his hips to fuck Meng Yao? And Nie Huaizang knows what his brother is like in bed and has touched him in that context? And Meng Yao just can't get the treatment out of his head? Does this fuck with all of Meng Yao's plans? Suddenly his dad and power, etc. look less appealing? When he takes Nie Huaizang to Cloud Recesses, is he actually attracted to Lan Xichen? Which doesn't normally happen, and it is because Lan Xichen is both strong, like Nie Mingtui, and kind/soft, like Nie Huaizang. He has a heat while Nie Huaizang is gone, and it is normal, so Nie Mingtui can definitely handle, but it feels incomplete.
LA Dissonance. Oh gosh. I love this as a build-up to Meng Yao, Lan Xichen, and Nie Zest. Yes. I thought I had while making coffee, which I want to jump back a bit for.
Opal Song. I am definitely thinking this will be everyone pile on Meng Yao as a pairing. Grin!
LA Dissonance. What if Nie Mingtui gets the idea that Meng Yao hasn't always been treated too well during his heat? And he makes a special point to guide Nie Huaizang out loud in how to be gentle and considerate and how to make things feel good and how to check in.
Opal Song. OMFG, yes!
LA Dissonance. He's doing it because A, it's what anyone would deserve during heat, and B, He feels this very stubborn desire to prove to Meng Yao that things are different here, goddammit. He doesn't quite know where this is coming from, because he doesn't have as good a radar for the scheming as Nie Huaisang does, but he definitely feels like he has something to prove, and the best way to prove it is by being as soft as possible. Adam. Oh, yes. LA Dissonance. And Nie Huaisang does get the idea that Meng Yao is a bit shady, and that this is good, but also internally agonizing for him to be taken care of so well and so carefully by the people he was trying to mess with. So he just turns it right back on Nie Mingzhe and, like, softly kisses Meng Yao while stroking his neck and then goes, "Like that, Daga?" etc. He's constantly asking Meng Yao how he feels and whether he's comfortable, assuring him that he just needs to lie back and let them give him what he needs. He's so pretty like this, etc.
Opal Song. OMG! Nie Huaisang going, "He is shady as fuck, better love him into submission." Crying! BRB sobbing, "This threat is too perfect!" As for other people in this verse, because we're getting to the point of introing them in the story, Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji. I think these two can go either way, but are probably an Alpha Omega couple. Though I can also see show them being an Omega Omega couple, lol.
Anon. So witnessed. Meng Yao and his Alpha Harem, it is.
Opal Song. BB Jung Jung. Probably a beta. Though I really want Omega Jung Jung that hides it because he's going to be sect leader, so he acts the alpha part. And also, this is one more way in which Alpha Wei Wuxian is winning.
LA Dissonance. Also, Nie Huaisang is baby in this, and he just wants Daga to be proud of him and to think he's doing a good job. Perhaps Meng Yao is a bit of a safe proxy for some of the overflow of his feels for Nie Mingzhe too. Okay, I'm done. Go on and talk about other Omegaverse pairings. Celebration.
Opal Song. Nope! Too busy sobbing over Nie Huaisang spilling his feelings all over Meng Yao.
LA Dissonance. Look how loving and tender and good I can be, Daga. Etc.
Opal Song. I think we can get away with Nie Huaisang being a little too obvious in this case. Because like Nie Mingzhe is going to notice, lol. And Meng Yao is way too gone to notice.
LA Dissonance. Yes. Good.
Opal Song. Look how well I can suck our Omega's cock. Shit. The Omega. Meng Yao. Not R. Furious sucking. Meng Yao losing it at being claimed. In a good, loving way. And then having this soft alpha gagging himself on his cock.
LA Dissonance. Ugh. Now I want a side story where Nie Huaisang is just spoiled and won't have sex unless it's with an Omega Nie Mingzhe picks out for them. Fei J. Cough. Jung Chung. Cough. LA Dissonance. Until eventually, however long later, they realise they can just have sex as the two of them and drop the pretense. Cue Nie Huaisang sucking Nie Mingzhe's cock exactly how he taught him, while gazing up at him adoringly.
Opal Song. OMG!
LA Dissonance. Jung Chung in a Nie-cest sandwich. My favourite meal. Fei J. I am so fond of the Jung Chung Nie concept.
Opal Song. I did not realise I needed this until now, OMG! You have blown my mind!
Fei J. Because that boy has all the daddy issues. And he would flourish under Daga's praise.
Opal Song. He really would. Crying. And Nie Huaisang could manage them both.
Fei J. Yep. LA Dissonance. Oh man, if you scroll back infinity far, you can see my idea where the bros share Jung Chung and use him as a proxy to send sexy slash possessive messages back and forth. Like, they know they're both boning him, and they'll leave marks or whatever for the other bro to find, until eventually he's like, "I've had it," and angrily demands a threesome, which blows the bro's mind. And then they both blow him while making out. Fiji. That is a grand idea.
Opal Song. Yes! I really love the spoiled alpha NHS. Or at least playing it up for this, too.
Fiji. Celebratory emoji with pom-poms.
Opal Song. Nia Hoisong refuses to marry, bond, whatever, any alpha that his brother has not vetted. And by vetted, he means dicked down. And Nia Hoisong slowly and softly seduces Jiang Chung. And maybe in this verse, Jiang Yin Lee is an alpha and is the actual heir? And the genes are still disgusting, so the arranged marriage falls through, because Jiang Yin Lee is an heir and therefore can't marry into another sect. But also, Jiang Chung is a boy! Ew, no homo!
LA dissidents, yes. Alpha heir to Lotus Pier, Jiang Yin Lee, please. Anon. Yes!
Opal Song. And maybe Beta Jin Zixuan is still pining and in love with Alpha Yin Lee, but they are both heirs, so pining from afar.
LA dissidents. I don't care about Jin Zixuan. What I really want is for Wen Qing to marry sect leader Jiang Yanli to strengthen sex ties.
Opal Song. And Jiang Chung is a ball of tsundere feelings because he was supposed to be the heir until Jiang Yanli presented. And he can't even swap places with her in the marriage thing, so now he feels useless.
LA dissonance. Maybe she's a beta and it's a little bit of a scandal. In this verse, it's like alpha, omega, and beta, beta, and everything else is shocking. But also, I always need Yan Li and Wen Qing to be arranged marriage, so...
Opal Song. In my heart, Wen Qing is always an alpha. But I can see her as a beta in this verse.
AJ. 10 out of 10 would read Nia Huaisang seducing Jiang Chung. I just love their Curtis de Silva, Ivan Bailey dynamic. And Jiang Chung harbouring a starry-eyed crush on Yemi Dre and being completely overwhelmed at getting both of them. LA dissonance. I feel like she would just not have time for all that nonsense and would be very strongly glad to be a beta, lol.
Opal Song. Lol, yes. At Wen Qing, the beta, who is just so glad. Jiang Chung wasn't trained in any of the Omega arts. Everyone was sure he'd be an alpha.
Feijie, bless him.
Opal Song. He is such a disappointment, crying.
Feijie, oh god, the poor bunny. LA dissonance. Ah. Feijie, his mother would be so unrelentingly awful to him about it, and his dad would just be totally unsurprised. Hug Jiang Chung now. Anon. She would be awful and immediately bring in like 10 tutors.
Opal Song. And in this universe, it doesn't even matter if Wei Wuxian is alpha or omega. Jiang Chung is still losing to him. If Wei Wuxian is an alpha, then he is everything Jiang Chung is not. And if he's an omega, then he would have been trained up from a young age and now have the marriage of a Lan heir.
Feijie. And by hug, I mean wreck in an incestuous yet comforting sandwich.
Opal Song. She would be the worst, crying. But here's the thing. Nie Hoisong knew. Or, at least, suspected.
Feijie. Any exclamation marks? Nia Huaisang is the smartest.
Opal Song. And started his seduction campaign early.
Anon. Ooh. Feijie. Aha!
Opal Song. Mostly by being the softest and most useless.
Anon. Feijie. God, I love him.
Opal Song. Because he knows that when he presented as an alpha, everyone was surprised, and that he'd been trained as an omega mostly. God, when his bro found out, he made him start seriously training with the saber, and it was the worst. And so he gets the sudden shift in perception and figures if he can give Jiang Cheng someone like he always thought he'd want, who is actually someone he can want, and also someone who gets it.
Anon. OMG.
Opal Song. Only then, maybe Nie Huaisang overhears slash sees Madame Yu being terrible about the fact that Wei Wuxian has an heir as bonded, and knows that there is no way he is allowing this woman to put down his Jiang Cheng. They aren't even courting, but they will. Jiang Cheng just doesn't know it yet. And so has to up the ante. Thus, he asks Daga to do him a favor and show interest in Jiang Cheng. And it was supposed to be just for show. Also, Wei Wuxian was pissed when he heard about how he was being used against Jiang Cheng. But none of them can actually do anything about it. Especially when she's so in Jiang Cheng's head already. Nie Mingtui doesn't normally like Omegas. They're fine, but whatever. He isn't looking for a wife. But Jiang Cheng can fight! And they start to bond! As in, get to know each other. And Nie Mingtui thinks he could court Jiang Cheng in earnest. That he is the perfect Omega for Qinghe Nie. And he tells Jiang Cheng this, and Jiang Cheng just can't deal? Both bros know the other is interested, so there's a holding pattern of, but you like him.
LA Dissonance. Oh, man. Anon. Hands, hands, hands.
Opal Song. I don't actually know where to go from here other than over-the-top public competitive courting that accidentally makes Jiang Cheng the most eligible Omega in all of China. Despite the fact that he is, in all honesty, a kind of shit Omega who is rude to people he doesn't respect.
LA Dissonance. Jiang Cheng, kind of shit Omega, is my favorite thing now, OMG.
Opal Song. Nie Huaisang does this on purpose. Nie Mingtui just goes along with Nie Huaisang because it makes his bro happy. And it makes Jiang Cheng happy. Well, it makes him yell a lot and attack Nie Mingtui every time he sees him, but hey, mean Nie Mingtui is into that. And it owns Madame Yu. And then stuff happens. And it ends with Nie Mingtui sitting on his throne with Nie Huaisang on one side and Jiang Cheng on the other. And anyone who doesn't know them assumes that Nie Huaisang is the Omega Bride and Jiang Cheng is the Alpha General.
Anon, the thing that really gets me about Nie Mingtui is that he is a knight. Just absolute bone-deep duty and loyalty above everything else. Even his own honor.
Opal Song. And obviously there's a threesome where Nie Huaisang pokes and prods them into one together. And the Nie bros wreck Jiang Cheng. With kindness. He is the perfect Qinghe Nie Omega. Perfect! And Jiang Cheng comes just from the praise.
LA Dissonance. Wow, I am blown away. This is incredible. Anon. Yes.
Opal Song. And obviously Wei Wuxian and Jiang Yan Li are happy for Jiang Cheng. Ooh, what if there's a confrontation with Madame Yu? Because Jiang Cheng became the most eligible Omega. And he's now okay for a Jin to court. And Jin Zixuan is forced to court him by his mom, even though he's still pining for Jiang Yan Li. And Madame Yu is like, well, obviously you will pick Jin Zixuan. And Jiang Cheng takes a stand and picks Nie Mingtui. He talks about with Nie Huaisang beforehand. Well, he yells a lot and Nie Huaisang tells him this is the best plan because Nie Mingtui outranks Jin Zixuan, and so Madame Yu can't actually complain. But Nie Huaisang didn't actually know for sure that Jiang Cheng would defy his mom. Jiang Cheng didn't know if he could defy his mom. But then it happens, and he is engaged to Nie Mingtui, and it is this huge weight off him when he is married, except that he still feels like a shit Omega that isn't living up to what he needs to be for years, until the bros get it into his head.
LA Dissonance. Ah!
Opal Song. Nie Hoi Song. Let me be the Omega, please! Otherwise Daga will make me train more! Chung Chung. You should train more! Nie Hoi Song. Crying. What have I done?
LA Dissonance. OMG. Feijie. I love this so much for all of them.
Opal Song. I think Nie Hoi Song definitely takes the stereotypical Omega role during sex most of the time. Well, not really. He is definitely doming Jiang Chung. He likes being in the middle, being spit roasted. And he likes giving blowjobs and getting dicked down and a bunch of other quote-unquote Omega stuff.
Feijie, bossy pillow princess Nie Hoi Song gives me so much life.
Opal Song. And he loves playing helpless Omega overcome by two strong alphas.
Feijie, lol.
Opal Song. Nie Ming Tre indulges him so much.
Feijie, which delivers drop kicks to Jiang Cheng's buttons, too.
Opal Song. Jiang Cheng doesn't even realize it is an act for far too long.
Feijie, bless him. LA Dissonance.
Opal Song. Also, yes, hits all Jiang Cheng's buttons. But then, Jiang Cheng's heat hits.
Feijie. Ooh.
Opal Song. And normally it takes a lot for Jiang Cheng to relax and or want to be fucked. Or even really want to be the center of attention. He is more active. Maybe he will ride Daga? Okay, no. He agrees with NHS that you'd have to be dead not to ride Daga. But it is hard for him to punch through his walls enough to actually relax enough to do so. And Nie Hoi Song is there begging for it, so...
Feijie. But then, heat. Has he ever been properly in heat before? Or taken suppressants?
Opal Song. He's definitely never had a heat with another person. He went through his first one and it was miserable. And because he wasn't expecting it... was expecting a rut. He didn't have any supplies and couldn't bring himself to finger himself for the longest time. It was bad. And then he went on suppressants for a bit.
Feijie, bless him.
Opal Song. To further throw Madame Yu under the bus, I guess. When all the courting started, she enforced the societal norms that Omegas shouldn't suppress.
Feijie. Oh, okay, yes.
Opal Song. Don't worry, Nie Hoi Song has got this. He gets Jiang Cheng all the toys.
Feijie. Aw, oh, Daga is going to take such good care of him. Daga is so lucky with his fighty, angry grape Omega and his flouncy, languid, fan-fluttering alpha both wanting his dick. Nie Hoi Song is genius. Yes.
Opal Song. And if we want to toss some light lotus zest in here, we can have heat Jiang Cheng all super aroused and kinda in pain, but also completely unable to figure out the toys. Or mentally gear himself up to use them, and Omega Wei Wuxian sitting outside the door, unable to smell anything in the room because talismans, talking him through using them for the first time. Daga is the luckiest. And maybe Jiang Cheng's cycle isn't regular, so he has no idea when it's happening, and he completely forgot about suppressants after the marriage. Even though both Nie bros would be absolutely fine with that. And so it happens out of nowhere, and Nie bros are like, do you want to be by yourself? And angry Tsundere Grape is like, fuck you, do I have to do everything myself? Why would I want people there to see me when I am disgusting? Which is as good as, please help. But Jiang Cheng does not want to be pregnant. OMG, imagine pregnant Jiang Cheng. His protective Tsundere instincts would be max. And Jung Chung in Heat is both very different and also very the same. He still needs to be coaxed, or manhandled, into anything. Jung Chung thinks he is disgusting and weak during Heat. Nie Huaisang and Nie Ming Tui are overwhelmed with how good he looks and how coherent he is. And eventually he is so far gone, he is actually truthful and begging. And crying.
Feiji, dear lord. I wish to include, like, picture of the very softest Jung Chung in existence. Soft, crepe, unexpectedly buff and toppy Nie Huaisang. Picture of Nie Huaisang with arms crossed looking toppy.
Opal song. And fluids everywhere. And it is so good for Jung Chung. He has two alphas completely focused on him. He doesn't feel like he is the weird non-incest buffer or third wheel. Nie Ming Tui keeps talking about how strong he is, how well he can take him. Nie Huaisang does too. Things like, wow, I can't take Daga when he goes so hard. Nie bros find out that Jung Chung does actually like being manhandled and held down and, quote-unquote, forced to do things. They didn't play with that before because, despite the long courting, none of them were quite comfortable with Jung Chung and consent play. Not everyone can be Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji. He gets so wet when Daga pins him and fucks him, and then just keeps fucking him through his orgasm and out the other side. He whines and begs and makes a mess when Nie Huaisang pins him and rides him, begging for one of them inside him. He is super needy in Heat. He starts crying the moment no one is cuddling, touching, fucking him, convinced they are leaving him. There is definitely a time when he is lucid again and fucked out and sitting on Daga's cock to sate his heat, while the bros take turns feeding him.
Feiji, amazing. Anon, sweating emojis. LA dissonance. Wow. Emoji of Nie Huaisang, blushing tomato red. Feiji. Had Jung Chung been kind of thinking of Wei Wuxian in a possessive alpha-ish way at all? Had he considered the possibility of bonding with Wei Wuxian back when he was fully expecting to present as an alpha, and Wei Wuxian was all feisty, fighty, flirty Omega bestie slash bro?
Opal song. Oh no! Oh no! And now Wei Wuxian is all Omega bros! And Jung Chung is like, but crush...
Feiji, I think so. I think his dream of twin heroes of Yunmeng had been distinctly Alpha Omega-ish, and Wei Wuxian was on-brand oblivious. But Jung Chung was harbouring romantic daydreams of the Yunmeng dream team, and then... Well...
Opal song. BRB! Sobbing!
Feiji. And then Wei Wuxian is all, oh my god, look at Lan Zhan.
Opal song. Right?
Feiji. And Jung Chung is all helpless jealousy and feelings of wretched inadequacy.
Opal song. And Jung Chung is just, you've never looked at anyone. Why him?
Feiji. And super unhappy slash dysphoric about the whole Omega Now experience. Because he doesn't know how to not be an angry grape.
Opal song. Nie Huaisang over here observing and being all, aw, BB Grape, it wasn't going to work out anyway. At Cloud Recesses.
Feiji. Bless Nie Huaisang, who paints fans and knows things. Thinking about that whole Wei Wuxian, Jung Chung, Nie Huaisang drinking sesh at Cloud Recesses now, which Lan Wangji crashed, there was quite a bit of roughhousing, IIRC.
Opal song. And Nie Huaisang is a flirty flirt with Jung Chung, who... OMG. Jung Chung assumes Nie Huaisang is an Omega, and that he, Jung Chung, is an Alpha. But he wants Wei Wuxian, so he keeps putting Nie Huaisang off. Oh, there was.
Feiji. Lol. Well played, Nie Huaisang. Well played.
Cinco. Oh, what a glorious back read. I support all these ideas and need 1 zillion words of fic. Opalsong, I can't stop thinking about this. Question, when does Jung Chung present? If a normal presentation is at about 14 to 16, meaning just before or during cloud recesses, how late is he? The verse we've made up assumes that Jung Yan Lee, Nie Huaisang, Wei Wuxian, and Lan Wangji have presented before cloud recesses. So maybe presentation age is normally 13-ish? But you can sort of tell, only not really, just gender BS, before.
Beijing, I'm assuming Wei Wuxian presents a bit early, prodigious in all things, and Zhang Cheng a bit late.
Opalsong. Yeah, so Wei Wuxian at like 11? How much older than them is Jung Yan Lee?
Feijie, which would be when Zhang Cheng is what, 9?
Opalsong. Oh no, poor BB Wei Wuxian! He's at 11!
Feijie, I feel like Jung Yan Lee is at least 3 or 4 years older. Presumably they'd slap him straight on suppressants though, and Zhang Fengliang probably got extra protective.
Opalsong. Yes. In standard ABO fics, generally an Omega presents with their first heat, so BB Wei Wuxian has at least 1. Aww, Jung Yan Lee and baby Jung Chung guarding the door. How old is Jung Chung at Cloud Recesses? Ages what? This AU does also assume that the Lotus parents live, and Jin Kuang Yao is too busy being bonded slash married slash claimed by Lan Xichen to make trouble past the war.
Feijie, are you writing this? Because I'm sorely tempted, but God knows the Megaverse is not my lane.
Opalsong. I am keeping notes. I too am sorely tempted. But see my previous comments of Meng Yao Courtesan Fix-It fic that is going to be 50k++. I am not letting myself do anything but one shot, star, and not fix until it is done. Star, 10k or less. I mean, I won't be mad if you wrote it. Grin.
Feijie, I have been in a terrible writerly brain freeze with 2 works in progress sitting there glaring at me. Because life stuff happened, and then we segued into the zombie apocalypse. And all I've written is random not-fic slash improv short-fic neocentric porn over here. But I'm tempted. Anon. Wei Wuxian is 15 when he goes to cloud recesses for school.
Opalsong. And Jung Chung is 2 years younger than him? I thought they were the same age.
Anon. I just checked. Per the book, Zhang Cheng and Wei Wuxian are the same age.
Opalsong. Perfect!
Anon. Clip from the books as proof.
Opalsong. Meaning that Wei Wuxian presents early, at like 11? And everyone, including Jung Chung, assumes Jung Chung is an alpha, so Jung Chung has like 4 years of assuming that his best friend slash brother would be his Omega when they were older. And if Jung Yan Lee is 3 to 4 years older, then she would have presented around the same time, which means that Jung Chung would have a lot of time to get used to not being heir. OMG. The reason Jung Chung assumes Wei Wuxian is going to be his partner is because A, they are best friends, and B, because Jung Yan Lee is still pining for the peacock. Or something. She has made her disinterest clear. OMG, what if she had a massive screaming fit with their mom about a year after both she and Wei Wuxian presented? Madam Yu is pushing for a Jung Yan Lee Wei Wuxian engagement because at least then she can treat this little gremlin like a son-in-law instead of a son. And Jung Yan Lee puts her foot down because fuck no, that is her little brother. And Wei Wuxian and Jung Chung are in the room, and Jung Chung is gripping tight onto Wei Wuxian's hand and is standing in front of him because he is Jung Chung's. If anyone else has a claim, he guesses it would be Shuqie. She would be okay, he guesses. They could share? No, alphas never share. This all means that Jung Chung presents late, at like 17, which means he presents in the middle of the Sunshot campaign. Possibly slightly before it, but if we don't want super gross Wen Chao being super gross during the Wen indoctrination, then after that. Jung Chung goes to that because, as far as anyone knows, he is a late alpha and a dude. Jiang Yan Li is an alpha but a lady. Wei Wuxian is an omega and shouldn't be going, but shrug? Wei Wuxian, what you gonna do?
Hey, Jay. In the book, Jiang Cheng is referred to as Wei Wuxian's shidi, though, which is younger brother. But never mind that. I am A-okay with Wen Chao being super gross during the Wen indoctrination.
Opal Song. I think he's younger, but probably by a couple months. I am now trying to think of the most upsetting time for Jiang Cheng to present.
Hey, Jay. I am also very fond of the whole Jiang Cheng, Yiming Zhui, Sunshot dynamic in general. Because in canon, Jiang Cheng is trying so fucking hard to level up and be a badass clan leader. And he is so wee. And I just think that he would be a very notice me senpai to Yiming Zhui. In a stoic, trying not to seem needy, but actually really fucking needy way. Not sure how that period will map onto this verse, though. Love Jiang Yanli being the heir at this point.
Opal Song. Regardless of heir or not, I don't think Jiang Yanli is very battle. I think she'd still be in the trenches and the hospitals and stuff. Jiang Cheng, still a presumed late alpha, is the one that gets chucked into a leadership role when Jiang Fengmian is injured. And he is very notice-me-senpai around Nieming Tui, which he, A, doesn't notice because he has no emotional intelligence, and B, is definitely the beginning of him presenting. Nie Huaisang over here being like, OMG, how are you so oblivious? But everyone is like, aw, BB Alpha just wants to be like the older boys. Or, Jiang Cheng presents during the Wen BS. And so Wen Chao is extra gross. And also this is why he did not want to get off or have any supplies during his first heat. But the moment he gets back, he goes on suppressants. Wait. I was going to say he tells no one except Jiang Yan Li and Wei Wuxian, and they get him the suppressants. And also all of his notice me senpai energy is trying too hard because he knows that at any moment he could be found out as an omega and will have to give this all up, which I love, but I don't know how to get a Wen Chao that is super gross and also a Wen Chao that doesn't immediately spread it around. Nie Huaisang in this scenario, I think, assumes it is the first one that he hasn't presented yet.
Fei Jie. Oh, yeah, I don't see Jiang Yanli fighting. But I think it would be a massive weight off Jiang Cheng if he weren't shouldering all the responsibility for Yun Meng the way he does in canon. Like, he can focus on being fighty and brave, but Jiang Yanli will be in charge of politicking and bridge building and all that. So at least that's something he doesn't have to panic over. I have no idea how to avoid Wen Chao telling everyone, short of killing him.
Opal Song. Aww, yes, they share the burden!
Hey, Jay. But would Jiang Cheng have to give up his role on the front? These are exceptional times, and he's a trained warrior, so surely Jiang Yanli and maybe Nieming Zhui could insist he gets to carry on doing what he does well.
Opal Song. Maybe if Jiang Cheng beat him in something, he wouldn't want it to be known that an omega beat him?
Hey, Jay. Is Madame Yu an omega? Would she actually be on board with him getting to be a fighty omega, since she herself is fighty as fuck?
Opal Song. The way we've set it up, Madame Yu is very into gender roles, and she might be a beta, but maybe? Though, maybe during the war she suspends that? I do think that fighty omega Madame Yu makes the most sense, but I am trying to reconcile it with the Madame Yu we have written so far.
Beta. No, if beta is an option, that's great. I don't really go here, and was thinking betas were an evolutionary dead end, But if betas can parent omegas and alphas and so forth, then that's great. Or is she an alpha and Zhang Fengyan is the beta? Ugh, whatever. It's all good. I was just thinking that one of them had to be an omega because that was where babies come from. But if not, then not to worry. My bad. So, Zhangsheng is discovered to be an omega during Sunshot. How does Nie Mingjue feel about this? His fighty tsundere adoring protege.
Opal Song. I really like Zhangsheng presenting during the Wen thing, because then we get gross Wen Chao, and it explains why his first heat was so terrible. But during Sunshot is easier to explain how Zhangsheng is fighting on the front. Which do you like?
Feijie. Wen Chao could just be gross towards Wei Wuxian, giving Zhangsheng second-hand trauma and bad associations with Omegadom as vulnerability, because then it's simpler to explain why he's on the front. Also, Nie Mingjue and or Nie Huaisang might be able to offer some protection and or assistance during his first heat.
Opalsang. Oh, yes! Extra grossness on top of regular canon stuff. I like it! Maybe Zhangsheng is on the front and it hits in the middle of a battle, but he fights through it!
Feijie. Gah! So brave. Such a fierce little grape.
Opal Song. And then he gets back to his tent slash house slash whatever, and his dad is there, and like, shit!
Feijie. Oh no!
Opal Song. Because Zhangsheng has no idea what is happening. No idea!
Feijie. Aww.
Opal Song. Because he's never even considered being an Omega.
Feijie. Aww.
Opal Song. He honestly thinks he is dying, that someone stabbed him, and that is why his gut hurts and why his pants are all wet.
Feijie. OMG. Poor bunny.
Opal Song. Only his dad favors Wei Wuxian and was there when he presented, so he figures it out. Or, Zhangsheng goes to the hospital where Jiang Yan Li is, and she knows.
Feijie, flashback to my first period, like, weaning you about menstruation, FFS. And yet still my first thought was, oh my god, I'm dying.
Opal Song, right?
Feijie, bless him.
Opal Song, OMG, wait. If Zhangsheng actually thought he was dying, there is no way he'd go to Jiang Yan Li. He'd want to protect her from that.
Feijie. Oh, yes, valid.
Opal Song. So he just holes up in his room to die, crying.
Feijie. Sobbing grape emoji.
Opal Song. Only then, in the morning, he isn't dead. So he staggers out of his room. Also, he figured out that he wasn't bleeding when he had some light to look at himself. But he still hasn't figured it out because he's never even considered himself as Omega. And everything smells disgusting, so nobody can really tell. And he fights for at least another day through that.
Feijie. Oh my god. But surely the alphas around him can pick up on this, even through the carnage and blood and shit and such.
Opal Song. Until he drags one of the other disciples to the hospital, and that is where Jiang Yan Li looks at him and knows. I must say no. If Nie Huaisang were there, he'd know. But he is not. Because no one suspects. Even if they smell heat and Omega, they'd never think it was him.
Feijie. Not even to the point that Nie Mingjue doesn't quite know why he keeps worrying about his tsundere baby grape protege, but gee, today he sure keeps worrying about him, huh?
Opal Song. Oh, yes! That is good!
Feijie. Because lizard brain is like, protect.
Opal Song. And maybe people keep getting whiffs of Omega in heat, but no one knows where it's coming from. And it obviously isn't him.
Faint A. Obviously, Fierce Grape is fierce.
Opal Song. Lol. But at the same time, Nia Ming Jue is always a little protect around Baby Grape. And around his brother. So this is just a little more intense, but not out of character. He's just trying so hard, guys. Crying.
Feiji. Yes.
Opal Song. And then Jiang Cheng hauls a disciple into the hospital, and Jiang Yan Li takes one look and freaks out and quarantines him.
Feiji. Good work, Jiang Yan Li.
Opal Song. Because Jiang Cheng is 2 or 3 days into his first heat and out there fighting.
Feijie. Aww, Jiang Cheng will be so incredulous and indignant.
Opal Song. Not that he isn't capable, but OMG, not when you are actually in heat.
Feijie. He is such a perfect omega for the knee.
Opal Song. And Jiang Cheng resists. He resists so much. He refuses to believe her because he can't be an Omega. Can't be.
Feijie, is Wei Wuxian also at the front, breaking all the rules because Wei Wuxian? Or is he tucked away somewhere inventing things?
Opal Song. And they are at the front in the middle of a war, so he has to ride it out in the back of the hospital because every Omega there is obviously on suppressants or goes home for the week. Wei Wuxian is roaming with Lan Wangji because they are Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji. And Lan Wangji will support his Omega's every whim. If he wants to fight and control the dead, he can. Though I do love inventor Wei Wuxian.
Hey, Jay.
Aww. Opal Song. Oh, wait! Maybe Wei Wuxian mostly stays back and invents things, but when they're done, he just blazes in and raises entire fields to the ground testing them.
Feijie. On brand.
Opal Song. And Lan Wangji is all, I'll hold your flower, bae!
Feijie. Aww.
Opal Song. And so that is why Jiang Cheng's first heat is ultra shitty, and he doesn't touch himself, basically, at all. Because, A, he is pretty completely in public, and that is weird. And also, if he ignores it, maybe no one will find out why he's in the hospital. And B, he is deep in the throes of gender dysphoria.
Feijie. Poor wee grape.
Opal Song. And the moment it is done, Jiang Yan Li is at his side with suppressants because she knows he wants them.
Feijie, he really needs the Nias to make his first married heat a good thing.
Opal Song. Right? Crying! And he just suppresses all through the war and wears heavy perfume.
Feijie. But also, I want to read this entire thing with the courtship and Nia Huaisang manipulating things so he gets BB Grape and Daga.
Opal Song. And swears Jiang Yan Li to secrecy because he wants to fight. He is good at that.
Feijie. Angry grape emojis. Fierce independent grape who don't need no alpha.
Opal Song. And at some point, as the war drags on, Wei Wuxian comes to visit in a quiet moment, and he, Jiang Yan Li, and Jiang Cheng all find somewhere private and tell Wei Wuxian. And then Jiang Cheng breaks down about it.
Feijie. Aww. Farewell, fond dreams of lotus zest. I love that Nia Huaisang knows and has been watching this whole evolution sympathetically from a distance, long before Jiang Cheng had any idea that he was not, in fact, the alpha he thought he was.
Opal Song. Yes! Once the war is over and Jiang Cheng is outed, Wei Wuxian goes drinking with Nie Huaisang and spills the story of Jiang Cheng's first heat slash presentation, as heard from Jiang Yan Li. Because Nie Huaisang is wily and wants to know how it went down. He was actually looking for salacious gossip, and now he feels bad for prying. But it just makes Nie Huaisang that much more determined to court Chung-Chung the way he deserves. I need to scroll back and copy-paste this into a G-Doc so that I can actually remember how we had the courting starting. But I think that Nie Huaisang didn't originally intend on Nie Mingchui actually being involved in the marriage. He was just there to make it prestige or Jing Cheng feel better or something. I will check back. But point is, I think this Nie Huaisang has been in love with his bro forever, but it is obvious it won't ever happen, and he has resigned himself to that. So that was never the plan. But then all the courting stuff happens, and Nie Mingchui is actually into this perfect fighty Omega, and Nie Huaisang sees all of his desires come true all at once. To keep the tone of canon slash fanon slash pining okay, I think maybe Nie Huaisang doesn't put it together that they could share Jiang Cheng as an option at first. He has spent so long pining that he doesn't realize there is a non-pining option. And I want it to be something that Jiang Cheng says, offhand, not meaning it in that way, slash, in that context, slash, as a non-joke, that tips him off that he and Daga could share. And not just share, but share. I, too, really want this. From Zhang Yanli, or Wei Wuxian, whichever came first, presentation, through Cloud Recesses, the Wen bullshit, Sunshot, Jiang Cheng's presentation, the death of Lotus Cest, Jiang Cheng's outing, Madame Yu taking Jiang Cheng off suppressants, Jiang Cheng's heat with Wei Wuxian talking him through it, Nie Huaisang's aggressive courting campaign, Nie Huaisang getting Daga into it, the Jin's making an offer, Daga making an offer, Nie Huaisang realizing he can have both. Timing of this subject to change. Wedding, married non-heat sex, Jiang Cheng's first married heat. With bonus asides about Wei Wuxian, Lan Wenji, and Wen Qing, Jiang Yanli.
Feijie, long series of incredibly enthusiastic emojis.
Opal Song, but seriously, if you want to write it, go for it. If you want to co-write, I've never done that, but I'm willing to try. If you want to just record this whole thing and then ramble more, I am super down. If you want to wait for me to finish my current thing and then have me poke at it, I can promise nothing except that I will poke eventually. We can continue to prod here because I have all the questions about the courting. All of them. What does it look like? How embarrassed does Jiang Cheng get? How do Nie Mingchui and Nie Huaisang wingman each other to the detriment of all other competitors for Jiang Cheng's hand? How does Nie Huaisang subtly destroy certain other competitors? Is there a tournament in his honor? Does he compete? Is Jiang Cheng dysphoric about this whole thing because he is still unsure about being an Omega? Does Wei Wuxian waltz into his room and go, "Bro, I hear you have no idea what to do with your Omega self outside heat. Let me walk you through with live demo." And Jiang Cheng is weak and doesn't say no because this is as close to Wei Wuxian as he will ever get. Does Wei Wuxian think of this as bros helping each other out things and not actually sexual slash problematic? Was it Nie Huaisang who set it up because he knows bro pining when he sees it?
Feijie, a tournament in his honor, oh my god. Wei Wuxian cluelessly helping out, still pining Jiang Cheng with sexy tones. Nie Huaisang being Machiavellian in a loving way. God, I love this. I would hate to lose sight of the Nie Huaisang and Nie Mingchui proxy fucking via double teaming Jin Guangyao that started this all off, because that was tremendous fun. But also, I am seeing that as just great, tender, caring sex without a deep bond element, because Jin Guangyao is in love with Lan Xichen, and Nie Mingchui was just helping them out, and Nie Huaisang filling in when Lan Xichen was not there. It could be Nie Huaisang's first and only taste of sexual stuff that involves Nie Mingchui, and something he's been obsessing over wistfully ever since. And perhaps he doesn't initially connect it with his feelings about Jiang Cheng, or with his suggestion that Nie Mingchui caught Jiang Cheng, because that was special circumstances or something. Most Omegas don't need a third. And it was just that Jin Guangyao was so used to sexual things, including Lan Xichen, and he couldn't help wanting more than Nie Mingchui. And maybe it's easier to avoid forming an unwanted alpha-omega bond if the sex involves a third, so the two aren't just focused on each other. Only then, things start to blossom between Yiling Jue and Zhang Cheng. And Nie Huaisang realizes that he's outsmarted himself. And he isn't just helping the omega he's kind of imprinted on to piss off the djinns. He's gone and set up the guy he's been crushing on with the brother he's also been crushing on. And they are, in fact, perfect for each other. And now Nie Huaisang has some serious angst and regrets about playing himself. And he tries to step back and let them do their thing. Only both of them keep coming to him to be an intermediary and solve worries and things, and just involving him. And maybe Zhang Cheng has started being, or has always been, kind of tactile with him. And there is sad, horny, wistful wanking, maybe? Because Nie Huaisang doesn't even know how badly he wanted to be in the middle of this sandwich until the other two had already kind of fallen for one another. And obviously they don't need him, and his impulses are kind of pervy, wanting to shag his brother, who is also an alpha, enjoying doing omega things, being attracted to an omega who is alpha-tastic. While the two of them make a perfectly normal and appropriate couple, and he should just leave them to it. Whoa. But he keeps facilitating and being sneaky, and Zhang Cheng has always noticed him and felt a certain kind of way about him. Like, for ages, he thought he was an alpha and Nie Huaisang was an omega, and he'd kind of held that possibility in his mind and been kind of protective and very low-key horny towards Nie Huaisang, while telling himself that, nope, Wei Wuxian was his one and only. And that feeling is still there. He naturally falls into alpha-ish chivalrous behaviour around Nie Huaisang. And Nie Huaisang likes this shit, both in a sexual and a non-sexual way. And Nie Mingjue really likes the way that Zhang Cheng is also protective of Nie Huaisang. Really, really likes it. In a way he doesn't want to think about too hard. Also, colour me intrigued by their Jin Ji Xuan situation. Because things have always been prickly between the Yun Meng Bais and Jin Ji Xuan, because he was all disrespectful towards Zhang Yan Li back in the day, before any of them had presented. And after she presented as an alpha, he was, I don't know, was he actually crushing on her, or was he a bag of dicks as per the book? But then Zhang Cheng presents, and it's a game changer, and eventually Jin Guang douchebag is all, okay, yes, now you should marry the boy instead. Simples. Is Jin Ji Xuan homophobic? Or just dislikes Zhang Cheng and can't mentally switch from seeing him as a douchebag rival to a prospective spouse? Regardless, he probably sneers a lot at what a terrible, pervy, inappropriate omega Zhang Cheng is. Although his cousin, Jin Ji Xun, would be a billion times more of an asshole, and Zhang Cheng would end up fighting him and kicking his ass into the middle of next week to his utter mortification and Nie Mingjue's absolute delight. And then Zhang Cheng is stressed all to fuck because he properly dislikes the peacock, but he is a dutiful son of Yun Meng Zheng, and he should let himself be used to strengthen their alliances, but angst. And that's where Nie Huaisang intervenes. I like the idea of Nie Huaisang being insightful and clever and all that jazz, but still not really realizing that he actually can have his cake and eat it. Like, he's been thinking of Zhang Cheng as somehow his for a long time now, but he knows he probably can't marry him because he's not a sect leader. And meanwhile, he's been pining for Nie Mingjue something terrible. And because he slots into the omega role at court so easily, Nie Mingjue tends to treat him like one, sort of absent-mindedly. And Nie Huaisang has a lot of thoughts about that. He would be really into role-playing helpless omega in heat with Nie Mingjue. Occasionally, when drunk, he contemplates trying. After all, when Nie Mingjue recruited him to help with Jin Guangyao's heat that time, and taught him how to take care of an omega, that was something, wasn't it? Daga had been telling him how good he was, had guided his hand and shown him how and where to touch and soothe and kiss. Daga had been so patient and firm and gentle with them both, not just with Jin Guangyao. He knows he isn't supposed to want this from another alpha, let alone his Daga. But when he's alone in his empty bed, supposed is a very flimsy word. He thinks about being held down and taken by Daga as though he were Jin Guangyao, writhing and helpless in the throes of his heat. He thinks about being taken by Zhang Cheng too, like an omega taken by an alpha. And that feels even more wicked. Oh, and I bet he's acquired some of the self-same Omega sex toy as Zhang Cheng had to be talked through by Wei Wuxian. I bet he practices with them in his room. And it's awkward because he doesn't make his own lube, and he isn't exactly designed to take the knot, but he is determined and goal-oriented, and he likes to make himself come squirming with a knot buried inside him, gasping Nianing Jue's name in a room that's draped with amulets for silence and privacy. I wonder if Zhang Cheng somehow finds this out, or if Nie Huaisang lets him, because if anybody could understand this, it would be Zhang Cheng. I would be on board for Wei Wuxian having given Zhang Cheng hands-on assistance with said toys, incidentally, rather than through the door, if that's possible, for maximum sexually confused pining knives. So Zhang Cheng has gone through one heat being assisted by someone he's long thought of possessively as his omega. And that kind of meshes with the mixture of impulses he feels towards Nie Huaisang. Maybe Nie Huaisang is Zhang Cheng's confidant, while Zhang Cheng and Jin Jixuan and everyone is courting him. Because Nie Huaisang gets it, and he's the only person who isn't treating Zhang Cheng any differently at all. I don't know whether Zhang Cheng already knows Nie Huaisang is an alpha at this point, and they bond over being extremely atypical, or if he thinks Nie Huaisang is an omega and that's why he's safe to talk to. I don't know. But he tells Nie Huaisang about his feelings for Wei Wuxian, and how completely this whole thing has rewritten his world around him. And, like, Nie Huaisang knew because... duh. But he isn't averse to listening to Zhang Cheng's spilling, stumbling confessions of the romantic-slash-sexual fantasies he'd harboured before, and how he'd been determined to be such a good alpha, and what good care he had planned to take of Wei Wuxian, and maybe about imagining kids with him, I don't know. But his whole sense of who and what he was is in flux, and Nie Huaisang appreciates all aspects of Zhang Cheng, alpha-like and omega-like, and feels like they could be such a good fit. But Zhang Cheng just isn't seeing it yet, because he's still hung up on thinking he should be an alpha to Wei Wuxian, and being excruciatingly jealous of Lan Wangji, and trying to ignore how much he melts over Daga's approval. But then, Zhang Cheng starts to think of Nie Huaisang differently. Maybe there's some talk of him pairing up with another omega in an arranged marriage, and Zhang Cheng is like, oh hell the fuck no. What? Mine. And then has to sit with that in some angry confusion for a while, because apparently he's been thinking of Nie Huaisang as his for a while now, without even realising it. Maybe Daga has said something about how he really should be sorting out a match for Nie Huaisang. Perhaps they've been drinking, and Nianing Jue let slip something about how he knows Nie Huaisang will definitely do right by any omega, and how tenderly he wrecked Qing Guangyao for Nianing Jue that time. Maybe even mumbling something confused and wistful about what a good omega Nie Huaisang could have made, in so many ways. But he's an alpha, and a great alpha, dammit, even if he flatly refuses to use his saber and is basically a massive pillow princess given half the chance. Maybe Nianing Jue blows Zhang Cheng's mind with this on numerous levels.
Opal Song. OMG, this was lovely! I had thought that this and the Jing Guangyao thing were different fics completely, but I like the wistful pining thing. The image of Nie Huaisang working himself open on the toys is so good! And I love the idea that Zhang Cheng had kind of, sort of held Nie Huaisang in the very back of his mind as a backup. And that Nie Ming Chui likes how protective he is.
LA Dissonance. Oh, wow. All of these Zhang Cheng Nie Huaisang thoughts. So great. And Zhang Cheng pining over Wei Wuxian. Ah, claws face.
Opal Song. As for the courting, I scrolled back to check what we already had. Not that we can't change it. And we have Nie Huaisang subtly courting Zhang Cheng. Possibly so subtly Zhang Cheng doesn't realize. Side note, Jiang Yanli definitely does, and approves. But then Nie Huaisang overhears Madame Yu being mean. Wei Wuxian and Jiang Yanli both having marriages, and Wei Wuxian's is to an heir, and how Zhang Cheng is terrible. Sorry for extra villainizing Madame Yu, but her parenting skills are shit. And Nie Huaisang is steaming because no one puts down his Zhang Cheng. And so asks Daga to court Jiang Cheng for Sho as well as Nie Huaisang to give Jiang Cheng some prestige. Only then, that works a little too well, and Jin Guangshan is like, ugh, fine. We want the super prestigious Omega War hero. Jin Zixuan, go marry him. For Jin Zixuan in general, I like the fanon of him just being so awkward instead of actually a giant dick. Probably not as hung up on Jiang Yanli because he was like 11 when their marriage was called off. But maybe he is. He's a beta. He shouldn't really like alphas, especially as a sect leader. But Jiang Yanli... I don't think he's homophobic. Though, Jin Guangshan and cousin Jin Zixuan definitely are. But he is definitely still thinking of Jiang Cheng as that dick alpha from Cloud Recesses. As for Jiang Cheng knowing about Nie Huaisang, I want Nie Huaisang to be part of the public courting. He has both Nie bros fighting over him. The public is in awe. I do like Nie Huaisang as confident, and I think in the courting, Nie Huaisang is doing super poorly in the public arena. Jiang Cheng just assumes he's doing it kinda as a joke, or practice, and he is the most unthreatening, and they were friends before, so friend and confidant now. And maybe at one point Jiang Cheng is ranting about Omega stuff and says, like you'd be a fantastic Omega! And Nie Huaisang is like, I wish... And then they're both like, what? Wei Wuxian isn't available as confidant because he is too busy being courted and married to Lan Wangji. Scowl. But I don't know when Jiang Cheng figures out Nie Huaisang is an alpha. Maybe it's when they finally meet up after the war. Jiang Cheng sees him again and feels the pull. And at first he's like, eh? But then he eventually realizes why. And here's the thing. Even feeling it... Jiang Cheng mentally still thinks of himself as an alpha, so there are long moments when he just feels everything crashing around him, because the sweet backup Omega, who ever since Lan Wan fucking G came into their life, was more and more prominent in his thoughts. Was an alpha, and therefore not for me. Eventually he does reorient himself. I love the idea of Jiang Cheng only realizing he wants Nie Huaisang because Nie Huaisang is taken away. How about Nie Huaisang is sweetly pining for both his bro, the public courting isn't finished, but it's obvious he's going to win, and Jiang Cheng. He really is the perfect Omega for his bro. Maybe the only Omega his bro could handle. But more than anything, he wants them to be happy. But he can't figure out how to get out of this courting situation. And all. So he finds a sweet, single Omega something something and sets himself up with them. Makes everything look like, since he's doing poorly at courting Jiang Cheng, Nie Mingtui has arranged someone else. Only then, Jiang Cheng loses his shit! And Nie Mingtui loses his shit. But in private. Maybe only to Lan Xichun. Nie Huaisang is his and can't go marrying himself off. I love the Nie Mingtui Jiang Cheng drinking scene. It's after the above revelation. Technically in public, so okay. But their chaperones are all drunk a couple tables over, so they are basically alone. And maybe this is the first time they've really talked one-on-one. Definitely since this whole thing started. And Nie Mingtui blows Jiang Cheng's mind with Pillow Princess Nie Huaisang. And Jiang Cheng drunkenly rants about how Nie Huaisang is his, not this other Omega's. And in their drunk haze, their eyes meet. They're of one mind. Nie Huaisang is theirs. Obviously, it is complicated because Nie Mingtui is Nie Huaisang's bro, and Jiang Cheng kinda has to marry Mingtui, both because public courting and also because Madame Yu might actually kill him if he picked the heir instead of the sect leader. But they are determined. Cue some pretty terrible seduction on Jiang Cheng's part, and Mingtui blocking everything to do with the arranged marriage. And Huaisang quietly pining.
Feijie. Cheerleading emojis. Heart eyes emojis with frying. Oh my god. I really want to know how their first time together unfolds. Clearly, Nia Kuaisang is trying to be noble and self-sacrificing, and presumably Jiang Cheng just reels him on in. Has Nia Kuaisang perhaps walked in on the two of them making out after one too many jars of wine, and his heart kind of shatters, and he makes a tiny sound that cuts through the haze of lust, and then they're both looking at him, flushed and tousled, and he's snapping his fan out and plastering on a brittle social smile and making his apologies, feeling like a hollow paper doll. And one of them, or both of them, cross the room in swift and unthinking strides to bar the door and stop him leaving. And then Nia Kuaisang is getting kissed really thoroughly.
Opal Song. That would have to be after the marriage, because propriety. And I want Nia Kuaisang to be happy at the marriage. But I really love your description of brittle. Kuaisang crying. Backtracking a little. I really want terrible seduction, Jiang Cheng. He is trying so hard and doing all the stereotypical Omega seduction things. The things you see in really bad books or art. He asks Wei Wuxian for help, and it just gets worse. And it is hilarious, and Kuaisang is so confused. But look, Jiang Cheng may be hella uncomfortable with being an Omega, but he is willing for Kuaisang. He has no idea that the alpha seductions would work so much better.
Feijie. Aww. Yes.
Opal Song. What if, to get a similar vibe to your snippet of pining, Nia Kuaisang walks into one of the courting things, and it is basically a mixer. Other Omegas are there too, because, wow, take advantage of all these high-status alphas out looking. And he comes across Jiang Cheng and Ming Tui in a small alcove. Totally visible and appropriate. Sidebar. Kuaisang gets away with a lot of non-appropriate things because no one really believes he has a chance. And also a lot of people can't fathom him as an alpha even if they technically know. He is just too soft. And he sees Ming Tui fixing Jiang Cheng's hair, or something devastatingly intimate for a Nie. And that's how Ming Tui fixes Hoisang's hair. So soft and gentle, and he knows how that feels. And so he goes all brittle and snaps out his fan and tries to flee. Only he can't flee. Not really. Because he is at this event, and it would be extremely rude and terrible for Jiang Cheng's rep if Kuaisang walked in and then turned and walked right back out. So he has to stay and make small talk and do his thing. And Jiang Cheng and Ming Tui keep trying to catch him and talk to him, but he avoids and avoids and avoids, and probably gets a little drunker than he should, and finally disengages and runs to his room and sobs. And then there on the table is a shitty homemade thing from Jiang Cheng. Nia Kuaisang makes better ones every other day. Is Jiang Cheng rubbing it in that he's an Omega and gets Ming Tui's attention? Is he asking for help being a good Omega? Why does he keep leaving these gifts and posing awkwardly and tripping when Kuaisang is around? And he cries and cries and cries into that shitty knit scarf.
AJ, crying grape emojis.
Opal Song. On a lighter note, imagine Jiang Cheng tripping in front of Kuaisang on the regular now, or trying his hardest to swoon. He'd be so bad. So bad! And Kuaisang would, like, jump out of the way and not catch him. What the hell, Kuaisang?
Feijie. Oh, Lord. Like General Zhao in Oh My General trying to be femme. But how do they successfully stop Nia Kuaisang from pining and make a move? Who amongst them is the least fail-boaty? I just want tender Nia kisses and athletic Nia Cheng sandwiches and all the cuddles and orgasms. LA Dissonance. Hello, I have just backread this whole thing, and wow. Wow. Anon. This is amazing. I am so in love with this whole story. Many, many emojis.
Opal Song. As for who is the emotionally intelligent one, it is a problem, Because normally that is Hoisung! And also because power dynamics iffiness, the one pushing for Brocest can't be Ming Chui, for my personal comfort. Which means it falls to Jung Chung. Jung Chung, who does, actually, want to belong to Ming Chui in a more traditional Omega sense. It is weird, and he still isn't totally sure about it, but Ming Chui doesn't expect him to be anything that he isn't. Fighty, fight Omega! So he is tentatively down with this new feeling. Also, Ming Chui wants him. Wants him enough to publicly court him and go toe-to-toe with Madame Yu for him. This is a new and striking feeling. Because the only ones who would do that before were Wei Wuxian and Jiang Yanli. Jiang Cheng also wants to have Hoisung belong to him in the traditional alpha way, which is exactly the feeling he thought he'd have eventually with someone, Wei Wuxian, but isn't normal now. And somehow he is even more devastated by Hoisung arranging a marriage than he was over Wei Wuxian. He thought he was past this!
Feiji, God, I could eat this up with a spoon.
Opal Song. It is Jiang Cheng that needs to make a move. And now he knows that Ming Chui and Hoisung have shared an Omega before, and he can't get it out of his head! He has so many unfortunate boners. So many. Wei Wuxian and Jiang Yanli keep laughing at him.
LA Dissonance. Oh gosh, he wants to be shared.
Opal Song. Hoisung isn't laughing. Hoisung is fighting so, so hard to ignore it.
LA Dissonance. Does he have horny slash angsty feelings like, what, am I not good enough for them that they haven't volunteered yet?
Opal Song. Oh no! So he knows that Nie Ming Chui wants him. The man is very publicly courting him hard. I mean, he has doubts because Jung Chung and self-esteem are not good friends. But in general, he knows. But maybe that's why Hoisung doesn't want him, because he isn't a good enough Omega. If he actually thought through what he knew, he would be aware that that is definitely not the case. He knows that Hoisung doesn't want a traditional Omega, and that Hoisung kind of wants to be the Omega. They've talked about it, actually. But that is brain knowledge, not emotional knowledge.
Feijie. Oh, Jung Chung. Poor bruised grape.
Opal Song. Okay, so, one day, the courting is going super well for Ming Chui. And he is at the point where he could propose at any time, but isn't. Because it doesn't feel right without Hoisung involved.
Feijie. Oh no.
Opal Song. Both Jiang Cheng and Ming Chui agree, though they never talk about it. They are just on the same wavelength. And Jiang Cheng gets it why Nie Ming Chui isn't proposing.
Feijie. Okay, good.
Opal Song. And this is drawing everything out, and Jiang Cheng knows that if this lasts much longer, someone else is going to think that Ming Chui isn't going to do it and propose, and it is going to be a mess. But Hoisung just won't get on board. Too busy dodging both of them and looking brittle and sad. Also, not acceptable. And the three of them are somewhere alone, but it's okay because the alphas can chaperone each other.
Feijie. Lol.
Opal Song. Right? Grin. And Hoisung is looking a little cornered because he didn't know it was only the three of them, and Ming Chui is super concerned over Hoisung's health.
Feijie. Aww.
Opal Song. And Jung Chung just, like, pulls away Wuxian and drains a bottle of alcohol.
Feijie.
Opal Song, gulping it down in front of them and spilling all over his face. The bros are transfixed, which was, not his intention, but he can work with it.
Feijie, good boy.
Opal Song, and he just goes off, yells a lot about feelings.
Heyday. Angry grape emojis.
Opal Song. And it is kind of mostly nonsensical, because so much yelling. And also, he still can't really admit to his feelings, because tsundere. And also complicated gender stuff. And maybe he is pacing and flailing.
Heyday. Bless.
Opal Song. And maybe he does actually trip and fall and gets caught by Ming Tui and pulled into his lap like every swooning romance novel Omega ever. But because he is drunk, okay? Only then, Hoi Song is still, pine, pine, I should go.
Heyday. Oh, bless.
Opal Song. Because Jung Chung and Ming Tui are having a moment. Only Jung Chung flails and yells and grabs Hoi Song and kisses him.
Heyday. Yes.
Opal Song. While in Ming Tui's lap. And Hoi Song is stunned.
Heyday. Good. Cheering emojis.
Opal Song. And the kiss is actually pretty terrible.
Heyday. Lol.
Opal Song. Because Nie Hoi Song is shocked and Jung Chung is both a virgin and drunk. But Jung Chung is glaring at both of them. And I kind of want him to growl, "You are mine and no one else's," at Hoi Song. But I also have the tiniest mean part of me that wants him to burst into tears because drunk and emotion. But I am not sure if that's in character. And maybe he's glaring at them and is like, "You have to share me!"
AJ. Aww.
Opal Song. I want to have two! Wei Wuxian only has one alpha! I want to win! Drunk ramblings. That maybe happens later. He holds Hoi Song there, basically in his own lap, going, not letting you go until you say you like me back.
Heyday. And bloody Jin Guangyao got them both, for fuck's sake. Why does Jin Guangyao get both of them and not Jung Chung? Jin Guangyao doesn't even love them.
And eventually, Nie Hoi Song breaks and sobs out that, yes, he wants Jung Chung.
Heyday. Aww.
Opal Song. But he didn't want to get in the way.
Heyday. Bless him.
Opal Song. And Jung Chung is like, nod, and looks at Ming Tui, and is like, don't let him back down! This isn't like saber practice! He isn't allowed to faint and cry and get out of this!
Heyday. Lol.
Opal Song. And Ming Tui, now knowing that Hoi Song does want this, won't. And maybe, because Jung Chung is drunk, he is like, good! Now you kiss!
Heyday. But does Daga know Hoi Song wants him?
Opal Song. And both bros are like, swift intake of breath.
Heyday. Aha.
Opal Song. Achung, why? Cue rant, rambling rant about Jin Guangyao and him getting to see it. And if Jung Chung was going to have two alphas who kiss, he better get to see it. And both bros are like, you are very drunk and skipped like 8 relevant points, and the points you do have don't connect. But at the same time, he is very insistent. And both of them want to make him happy. And both want it. So they do. For him.
Heyday. Hot eyes crying emoji.
Opal Song. And that is a good kiss.
Heyday. I bet it is. Damn.
Opal Song. And it goes on and on and on with Jung Chung sandwiched between them. And when they pull back, both are a little dazed. And they check in on Jung Chung, and he is passed out.
Heyday. Does he do a little bit of kissing of throats and things? Welp, no, he does not. Oh, Jung Chung.
Opal Song. And the next morning, nothing is perfect. Because Jung Chung was drunk. But Nie Ming Tui does not let anyone forget that Hoi Song confessed to wanting Jung Chung. Jung Chung honestly thinks he might have dreamt the bro kiss.
AJ. Gah.
Opal Song. If only because he can't have been that shameless. He isn't Wei Wuxian.
Fei Jay. Oh, angry grape.
Opal Song. So they are all kinda on the same page. Jung Chung has made his feelings clear, and does so sober as well. And once Hoi Song or Ming Tui explain, he does it in a very alpha ways. Towards Hoi Song. And Jung Chung is like, that is sorted! And he gets married. What? And moves to Qinghe. What? And has sex with both of them. Yay!
Anon. So many cheering emojis.
Opal Song. But Hoi Song isn't happy. Or rather, he is, but he's still a little brittle sometimes. Like, he wants something he can't have. And Jung Chung obviously assumes that he is doing something wrong. He's never done this before! He's a shit Omega! Please help come up with something that isn't them getting drunk again crying.
Hey, Jay. Oh no. Is Nie Hoi Song with both of them Is Hoi Song with both of them at this point? Or only really with Jung Chung? Is he not getting the attention he needs from Daga?
Opal Song. Right now, it is Jung Chung, Nie Hoi Song, and Jung Chung, Nie Ming Tui. No, Ming Tui, Hoi Song, because bros! Gasp!
Fei Jie. Perhaps they could be on a night hunt, and Hoi Song could be clever and ingenious, but also in peril. There might be clinging and woeful cries of Daga. Sorry, flashbacks to Fatal Journey.
Opal Song. La 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 la.
Fei Jie. Or perhaps Ming Tui is injured or in peril. And Hoi Song is beside himself. And Jung Chung is fierce and brave and stoic and holding his shit together while being fighty or something. I don't know.
Opal Song. Ooh, I don't know about a confession scene, but that scene is 100% canon now. Jung Chung has to lead the Nie sect disciples to be fighty. And Omega leading them?
Fei Jie. Hoi Song tenderly cradling Ming Jue's head in his lap, crying onto him.
Opal Song. Yes!
Fei Jie. Jung Chung being the fightiest grape.
Opal Song. Yes!
Fei Jie. Hoi Song pressing woeful kisses onto Ming Jue's forehead and saying he loves him.
Opal Song. Maybe after the fight is over and they are all safe and alone, Jung Chung is like, just kiss him! Because!
Fei Jie. Yes, you tell them, Jung Chung.
Opal Song. At some point, Hoi Song called out Ming Tui's name while they were banging. And Jung Chung would be all angst, except he also does that pretty much any time Hoi Song gets toppy. So he knows. But Hoi Song has sworn him to secrecy. And he doesn't actually know if Ming Tui would be on board. He does call him Didi sometimes, but he did that every so often during Sunshot too, so... And if we want to bring back the each bro sending him to the other with marks, we can do that here. The bros keep basically flirting with each other and pining for each other and riling each other up using Jung Chung. And Jung Chung is covered in hickeys and bruises that he doesn't heal. Because he likes having a mark on him that shows, viscerally, that he is wanted. And he likes how they make each bro more desperate.
Fei Jie. Yes, and yes, and yes. I love that both of them sometimes cry out Daga's name while getting railed, and that they're both understanding about it. It's maybe even almost a compliment that you're banging someone so well that they temporarily lose track and imagine you're Daga. So now Dung Chung is all, kiss him for fuck's sake, he wants you to kiss him. At both of them.
Opal Song, yes!
Feiji, where and when does this kiss occur? Are they in Daga's room back at the Unclean Realm? Is Daga in bed? Has Huaisang been tending to him tearily all night, mopping his brow and trying not to cry and promising to be better if he will just get well? Promising to practice with a saber or burn all his fans or do anything at all? Please wake up, Daga. Your Didi loves you. All while Jiang Cheng sits beside the bed with his arms crossed in front of his chest and a helpless expression of mingled dread and loss on his face. Until at last he bundles Nia Huaisang up in his arms, ostensibly to comfort Nia Huaisang, but also because he really, really needs a hug, and he wants to be able to cry into Nia Huaisang's hair. Is that the sight that greets Daga when he opens his eyes? Huaisang's fingers laced with his face tear-stained and pale and lost, sitting in Jiang Cheng's lap, with Jiang Cheng's face pressed into his neck and his arms wrapped around him. And when Huaisang sees Ming Jue's eyes open, he leans forward, crying out, Daga! And for a dazed moment, Ming Jue is quite sure Huaisang is going to kiss him. But then he catches himself and stops, suddenly awkward, cheeks flushing. And Jiang Cheng makes an exasperated noise and snaps, for fuck's sake, just kiss him, Asang.
Opal Song, what if this is one of the few moments Jiang Cheng has actually gotten to sit down and be with his alphas, because he has to run the sect in Daga's absence, and he is so good at it. Organizing and training the disciples, making sure all the paperwork, meetings, payments, supplies happen.
LA Dissonance. Oh my god. Yes, they just need a third party screaming, just kiss at them when they get into those situations. Perfect.
Opal Song. And all Jiang Cheng wants to do is sit beside his husband and hold Huaisang. Obviously because Huaisang needs the comfort, not because Jiang Cheng needs to cry into his hair and not be the leader for a moment. Never. But he can't because someone needs to deal with the sect while Daga is out of commission, and normally that'd be Huaisang because he is the heir and an alpha. But Huaisang is wrecked by this, and Jiang Cheng knows that, and Jiang Cheng wants to gentle him like he's an omega. So he deals with it and lets Huaisang be the one to sit by Daga's bedside while he's healing. Jiang Cheng is sure that Huaisang is better at being comforting anyway. Jiang Cheng would just yell and scream at Daga for getting injured. Better he's out of the room and using that energy to fix things. Complete tone shift. But I just remember that comic about Huaisang being super strong because he is a Nie and now really want it for this verse. It isn't an alpha thing, it's just a Nie thing. And Huaisang likes being soft and weak and making Jiang Cheng do all the strong alpha stuff like lifting. But sometimes in bed, he'll just pull Jiang Cheng into position or pin him down and ride him or something. And Jiang Cheng goes off like a rocket.
Feiji. Aww. And also, sweating emojis. But Huaisang is still shy, and he tries to pull back because obviously Daga will not want to be kissed by his superfluous alpha younger brother. Only Ming Jue's hand tightens against his and pulls him back without thinking about it. And he looks so sad, like he thinks Huaisang doesn't love him. And Jiang Cheng is solid and strong behind him, comforting and solid. And he's saying something like, he won't be mad, Didi. I swear he won't be mad. You know you want to.
Opal Song. OMG! Jiang Cheng calling! Huaisang, Didi, oh my god!
Feijie. And Ming Jue is so helpless like this. He looks oddly soft and hopeful and bruised. And it's been a really long and awful sleepless night, okay? Huaisang thought he was dead, and then that he was dying, and everything has been terrible. And Huaisang brushes a stray strand of hair back out of Ming Jue's eyes and murmurs, Daga, in a soft, sad, imploring voice, half plea and half apology. And Ming Jue's hand tightens around his thumb moving in a tender little circling movement that's probably just meant to be comforting. But it makes Huaisang's skin light up with a sudden prickling awareness of possibilities. And he suddenly feels a rush of recklessness. Because Daga could have died. and it's the softest, most hesitant closed-mouthed kiss. Almost innocent. For about 5 seconds.
Opal Song. Oh no! I'm pretty sure I saw that you watched Fatal Journey, Feijay. What if this is set immediately after that? Heavily modified to fit this verse, of course. But the same case set up. What if that is where he got injured? This would take some spoilery plot-building stuff, but maybe?
Feijay, he isn't entirely sure how he ends up on top of Dagger in the bed, but Dagger is doing his very best to demonstrate that he is not, in fact, dead.
Opal Song. Oh. Oh!
Feijay. Aw, Dagger would need all the comforting after that nightmare of guilt and failure. Poor Bun.
Opal Song. I mean, obviously, because I want to fix it, and also because certain things are different. Trying to avoid spoilers. There isn't quite as much guilt and failure, and Jung Chung was probably there, because he's part of the family now. But maybe instead Dago was very, very close to dying in the final bit. And Jung Chung and Hoi Song have to carry him out and back to Qinghe, while he is bleeding out and mumbling nonsense and begging Hoi Song to take care of Jung Chung and Jung Chung to take care of Hoi Song when he's gone. Which leads to this moment of tender, chaste kissing. Well, what Hoi Song intended to be tender and chaste. But, didn't stay that way on either of their part.
KJ. Yep. Pretty much goes from 0 to 60 in 5 seconds, with grinding and thrusting and biting and nothing remotely chaste about any of this. Oh my god, Hoi Sang desperately wants Dagger to fuck him right now, and this feeling is entirely mutual. Go team not dead, yay. And Jung Chung is on team yes, Dagger wreck that twink, and his heart is just spilling with relief and warmth and the knowledge that he is terribly, terribly fond of both of them.
Opal Song. And when they break apart to grab oil, their robes rucked up and open, both of them suddenly remember about Jung Chung, and Hoi Song, at least, panics a little because he knows Jung Chung is sensitive to being ignored and has self-esteem issues. And then oil is thrust at him and fingers are inside him, and Jung Chung is looking a little glazed and mutters, "So hot. Way hotter than I imagined." Which... Hoi Song has questions?
Feijay. Yep. Jung Chung is all aboard for this.
Opal Song. He wants to know what Jung Chung imagined. In detail. But not now. Because Daga's fingers are joining Jung Chung's inside him, and Jung Chung is sucking on his neck where his robes are falling off of his shoulders.
Feijay. Sweating emoji.
Opal Song. And Dagger is hard underneath him.
Feijay. Cheering emojis. I'm loving the image of Hoi Sang straddling Mingjue's waist, sobbing and writhing like a virgin omega cliche, his hair falling loose around his shoulders, absolutely fucking losing it as Dagger fucks up into him and Jung Chung soothes him and presses open mouth kisses into his collarbone and his shoulder and any parts that seem handy, while working Hoi Sang's painfully hard dick with the surety of someone who has been fucking him regularly for weeks now. Like, yes, Dagger wants you. And yes, you can be this person. They both know this is who you are, and they both love and want this part of you, as well as all the other parts. It's okay. Hoi Sang has never let go quite this much in bed before.
Opal Song. Yes! And he is all tear-streaked and messy even before they start, because he's been crying all night.
Feijay. He lets Dagger just wreck him, with Jung Chung's help. Lets Dagger fuck him wordless and thoughtless and fearless. Just bliss and safety and the certainty of being known and wanted and welcome.
Opal Song. Yes! And Jung Chung entwines one hand with Daga's, and Dagger just squeezes because he can't believe he can actually have this. He nearly died and isn't completely convinced he hasn't died, because this is too good to be true. Didi on top of him and crying, actually crying tears for his cock, And they're Omega looking on and just running at the mouth about how hot and good they are and how this is okay and they can have it.
Fiji. Does Jiang Cheng drop his head into Huai Sang's lap and try to blow him while Ming Jie is fucking him? Because that would be a lot.
Opal Song. Maybe not this time, but he definitely mentions that he wants to, and Huai Sang nearly comes on the spot. They definitely do it later. It is just as hot as expected. But this time is too messy and emotional for complicated stuff.
Hey, Jay. Fair point.
Opal Song. But finally! They have done the thing! Totally sober!
Hey, Jay. Yay! And Huai Sang wakes up sore and kind of sticky, with Daga's arms wrapped tightly around him, exceedingly naked, and Jiang Cheng snuggled up behind him and... Yeah, okay, so they're doing this.
Opal Song. They are doing this. And then everything is like normal? And all three of them are a little thrown by that? Because other than a little more touching, it is exactly the same? And then one day they're sitting around after dinner, and Ming Chui pulls Jiang Cheng into his lap, and Jiang Cheng just melts into it, and they are kissing. And this is normally when Huai Sang would awkwardly leave. Or the other way around, depending on the day. Only Daga pulls away and reaches out and pulls Huai Sang in. And it is still a tiny bit hesitant. But then they are kissing and the hesitation is gone. And Huai Sang has never seen Jiang Cheng like this. All melty.
Hey, Jay. Yes. So then this is how they are. And it's still a little new and startling, but really fucking awesome. And Jiang Cheng is kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop because he's allowed to have this freely. He's not being tolerated, not second best, not a disappointment. He's got a place for all the sharp angles and prickly, awkward jigsaw puzzle parts of him. Fighty, grape, toppy Omega that he is, where he belongs, perfectly slotted between Daga, who just makes his knees go weak and his insides melt when he nods with approval. And the most precious and brittle, brilliant and Omega-like of alphas, who wants him to be protective and toppy, until he doesn't want to be. And then his first unmediated heat hits since the time at Lotus Pier when Wei Wuxian helped him, which was such a painful, bittersweet torture of frustrated wanting and helplessness and disappointment and dysphoria. Only this time, he's got his own alphas to look after him through his heat, not just a friend and some toys. And it is a lot.
Opal Song. OMG! Sweating emoji!
Feiji. I did love the whole extremely pissed off Omega who cannot believe he has to deal with this shit Jiang Cheng we had sketched out earlier. And the gobsmacked alpha bros being terribly impressed by how coherent and together he is. This boy was in battle when he presented, bless him, and fucking fought through it. And then kind of overwhelmed by how beautiful and needy and frantic Jiang Cheng is, and how very, not that he's normally uptight exactly, but Jiang Cheng does not normally let go like this. And possibly Ming Tui is starting to get starry-eyed and soppy and thinking about babies, which is something Jiang Cheng would find terrifying and also kind of horribly seductive because... family. But damn, he does not want to be pregnant or go through any of that debilitating Omega crap. He really doesn't. Mostly. Such a pity he can't let Huai Sang carry his baby somehow. He's sure Huai Sang would be much better at all that.
Opal Song. He lets that slip by accident one day, and Huai Sang just sighs a little wistfully and says, I would be wonderful at being pregnant. And then they have to fuck him until he's crying and overwhelmed because that image! But in all honesty, Huai Sang agrees with Jiang Cheng. Being pregnant sounds terrifying. Neither Nie really cares or wants to pressure Jiang Cheng. But Madame Yu is making noises about how Wei Wuxian has a child already. Adopted, but still. And is pregnant with his second. And Jiang Cheng starts spiraling about self-worth again because Nie Mingjue needs an heir, but dysphoria. And also, Jiang Cheng wants to spend some time with his husbands. Babies are a ton of work. And like, way down the line, when Jiang Cheng is pregnant, Nie Huaisong and Nie Mingtui constantly tell him how strong he is for doing it. And also, Jiangjun pregnant? Fucking hot as hell. The end.
The end.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for everyone involved. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong or
archiveofourown.org/users/fullvein.
Thank you so much for listening. That was so long. But also, it was so good, right?
It was, like, the amount of times I had to, like, hold in a scream, like, specifically the bits where you were talking about Wei Wuxian, or KJ was talking about Wei Wuxian, and I was reading it out, and I was like, nope, we have to keep reading. We can't just, like, descend into, like, wailing, because, for one thing, the mic won't enjoy picking that up. You know? You want to save people's ears a little bit.
Tell me about your thoughts.
Okay,
dear readers, Vorvain read this cold. So, like, tell me about your thoughts, Vorvain.
Wow, okay. So my first thought was that reading this cold was an experience because... Like, I had to keep pausing and, like, while Aplesong was reading or while I was kind of flicking ahead to see what was next and just, like, bite my fist so that I wouldn't, like, scream and, you know, throw her off her reading groove. Wow. So it starts off good. You know, I am really extremely on board for a little new zest. And extremely on board for, Huaisong and Mingjue just messing with Meng Yao, but also looking after him. That was all lovely. And then Jiang Cheng is just the saddest, angstiest, angriest Omega, and that was a whole lot. And it made a lot of sense. And then he's in love with Wei Wuxian and just kind of is walking around, assuming that they'll get married and be the Yunmeng duo of heroes only married and looking after Yunmeng, and Zhang Yanli is going to be the alpha and they'll be like, ah, oh, it's so much. And then in cloud recesses, and this is before he even knows he's an alpha, right? Sorry, before he even knows he's not an alpha, Wei Wuxian is just like drops him to run after Lan Zhan. And yep. Chang Cheng is like, pardon?
Yup.
And I was dead. And, you know, that's fine. I don't need to be alive to read a cockpit.
Subtitle of all of my podfics. I don't need to be alive to read a podfic.
And so that's all, you know, terribly upsetting. Because you just know, even though there's not much of this, you know, in the actual, in the notfic, you just know that Wei Wuxian and Lan Mengji are just off in the distance being obnoxiously, grossly in love somewhere.
Yes.
Like, it is. Yes. As bad as it is in canon, post-canon, like, in the Wadazo shoot, like, extras. Because they are really gross at that. It's worse in this one. It's because everyone can smell it, right? Yeah. Everyone can smell how much they love each other.
Yep.
Wow. Wei Wuxian has so many babies. Because both of them too have a total thing for family. And Zhang Shui is just over here being like, well, I hate my entire life. Fuck. But then it's okay. Because all of the, like, broken and strange and not the shape that other people think they're supposed to be edges of him and Huaisang just kind of fit together around the, like, strong fulcrum that is Nie Mingjie. And everything is okay.
And it's okay.
I'm gonna go and cry now. I'm gonna crawl, like, the 3 feet from my recording little den to my bed and gently put my face down on it and cry a little bit. So that's how I feel.
I mean, on the one hand, don't cry. I'm sorry. But on the other hand, ha 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 ha. Yes. Exactly. The response that I want.
They are good tears.
Yeah. I have so many feelings about Omega Jiangcheng. So many.
Yep.
Just, like, even, like, regardless of Nie involvement, mm-hmm. I just have so many feelings about Omega Jiangcheng, who, like, assumes that he's an alpha and presents late. And then especially him with Huaisang, who just, it's just a lot of complicated gender feels.
Pause to just cry about that a little bit, because God, I have feelings about Omega Lanmangji. I've decided I have a lot of feelings about Omega Lanmangji, just abruptly. Immediately.
Yeah.
Right this very moment. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Feel free. Feel free to interject.
Wow, I have feelings about Alpha Lanmangji. Just, you know, about Omega. Oh, fuck. Anyway, we'll just edit all of my feelings out. Well, most of them. It's fine. Everyone else has enough feelings for me.
Does Wei Wuxian waltz into his room and go, bro, I hear you have no idea what to do with your Omega self outside heat. Let me walk you through with live demo. And Jiangcheng is weak and doesn't say no because this is as close to Wei Wuxian as he will ever get.
Does Wei Wuxian... Loud screaming, okay? Wow, what the fuck? Ah! Wow. Anyway, poor Jiangcheng. He doesn't deserve any of this.
I know, right? It's like, let's take canon. Let's make it worse.
I mean, it ends up better, but yeah, this is worse.
That is my, like, creed when it comes to canon and writing things. It's like, let's take canon. Let's make it worse before it gets better.
Yep.
Oh. Okay. Let's do this thing. Keep doing this thing. Oh God, it's so long.
It is quite long. Oh well.
It's so great. Oh. What do you think so far?
I am having a great time reading through this. It is such delightful id fic.
Right. Right. Just the fighty Omega. Sorry.
I'm super into the part where Chang Chung like really thinks that he and Rose Jen are going to be a thing because he's an Omega and he's, you know, Wei Wuxian is clearly going to be an Omega and he's an Alpha and it's all going to be the Yunmeng bros and except not bros, they're going to be, you know, dating and shit and then he's an Omega. And also this means that before Zhang Cheng presents as an Omega, he already knows that Wei Wuxian is super into Lantern. Which is so, which hadn't occurred to me until right this second, and I'm now so upset by, like, what? And he doesn't say anything at all. He doesn't say anything.
He's just so upset.
Because Wei Wuxian flirts with everyone, but he doesn't normally like follow them around like a lost puppy.
And Lanchan just like swooping in to take Jiang Cheng's Omega. His the boy he thought he was gonna be his husband.
Crying emoji.
But it's
Reading this shit
okay.
out loud really does something to your like.
But it's okay. It's okay. Jiang Cheng gets two alphas of his own. Okay.
Where the fuck were we? Oh yeah.
You were gonna Fei Jie about Wen Chao.
I cannot believe that that's where that ends. Wow. Wow.